It's 16th of June. A few days ago, I spoke on the phone with a foreign journalist who is working on a story about the war in Ukraine. And among other things, she asked me, what in this war personally impressed you the most? What causes the most stress? And only when I heard these questions, I realized that what hurts me the most is not the thousands of deaths, not the torture and abuse that innocent Ukrainians faced, but some incredible, truly biblical scale of refugee. Many large cities near the Russian border or occupied Crimea were simply empty at the beginning of the war. When the Russians tried to surround, fortunately unsuccessfully, Chernihiv, about 70% of the population left the city. Many were forced to walk for miles because the Russians had destroyed bridges and roads through which evacuation vehicles and buses could pass. In Mykolaiv, in the south, which the Russians also tried to capture in the early days of the war and are still bombing mercilessly, half the population left. Imagine that in the city where you live, half of your neighbors suddenly disappeared. You walk along empty streets, past houses with dark windows, and you constantly hear, now a little closer, now a little farther, the explosions of the shells that the Russians are launching into the city. One day in such conditions for many would be real madness, and Ukraine has been living like this for more than 3 months. Empty houses, empty streets, empty cities. Russia literally pushes away everything real and living. People are ready to drop everything, leave their houses, cars, everything that they have accumulated over the years of their lives, and run to the ends of the world just not to be under the rule of the invaders. And this is quite understandable because the whole world knows about the executions of the civilians and about torture and about concentration camps, which is necessarily accompany the arrival of Russians. Now, when the front line has stabilized, when the threat of an imminent capture no longer hangs over Kyiv, Chernihiv, Kharkiv, and number of other cities, people are slowly starting to return to their homes. This is not yet a mass phenomenon. Only a few percent of those who left are returning. But anyway, people go home. True, this applies only to the cities that are more or less remote from the front line. Those places where the danger of the arrival of the Russians persists are real ghost towns. Right now, two Ukraines exist in a parallel and almost without touching each other. One is not a frontline Ukraine in which shops and cafes operate, in which couriers can deliver any delicacy in 20 minutes, and in the shopping center you can buy anything from the latest fashion collections. The second Ukraine is a frontline Ukraine in which there is no electricity, in which instead of cafes and shops, there are trucks from which servicemen and volunteers distribute humanitarian aid, and in which people live in basements. And there is a third Ukraine, the most wounded and tormented. That Ukraine, which is now under occupation, a real Nazi regime was established there. The Russians destroy everything related to Ukrainian history and culture, just as the Nazis destroyed everything related to the history and culture of European Jews. And our war will end only when the second and third Ukraine will leave no worse than the first.